Hello friends, I'm excited to welcome you to the Relationship Matters podcast. Fumilayo Adepoju speaking. In this third episode on the subject of trust, I will be taking you through on how to rebuild trust in relationships. I'd like to start by saying that trust is a valuable commodity. It is hard to obtain and easy to lose in every relationship. Trust is one of the most significant ingredients in all of human relationships. Trust is the rock upon which all relationships exist. If that rock is chipped away by deceit and lack of integrity, over time the foundation crumbles. Whether the trust is broken between a friendship or in marriage or in business or in employee-to-employer relationship, the steps and formula for overcoming the broken trust are the same. It's the same principle. You know, in any relationship where trust is broken, both parties must be willing to work through the brokenness in order to heal the relationship. It is not a one-sided process. I heard a very pathetic story of a broken trust. You know, this is the story of a man in a particular village who raised an alarm that he saw a lion. Everyone rushed out of their houses to rescue him, just to see that there was no lion anywhere. And they went back in disappointment. At another time, this man repeated the same thing. He came out to the village square and he shouted, "Lion, lion, lion, lion." And everyone rushed out again, because of course they trusted him. And the same scenario played out. They got there and there was no lion. And of course, something is already damaged in them. The trust became broken that, oh, we can't trust this man again. Then one day, a lion actually came and attacked this man. He cried for help, but nobody came out to his rescue because he has raised false alarm twice and nobody trusted him again. They felt he was deceiving them like he had done earlier. And guess what? The lion eventually killed the man. This scenario can play out in all kinds of relationships. You know, many people have lost friends, loved ones, partners, spouse, what have you, because they could not live up to expectation. Stephen Covey stated in his book, The Speed of Trust, that relationships of all kinds are built on and sustained by trust. They can be broken and destroyed by lack of trust. He said, try to imagine any meaningful relationship without trust. In fact, low trust is the very definition of a bad relationship. And that is absolutely true. Trust can be rebuilt, but it demands conscious efforts. There is no such thing as I can't be trusted again or I can't trust again. So my question is, how can trust be rebuilt in relationships? I quickly share 6 points on what I believe will help you to rebuild trust again in your relationships. Number one, so either side of the coin, either you are the offender or the offended, this applies to you. Number one, recognize your fault as the offender. The first thing you can do to rebuild trust is to recognize your mistake. A lot of time, people fail to accept that what they did was wrong. You know, their ego and pride will not allow them to recognize the mistakes they have committed, and they try to shift blame. When you genuinely accept your mistakes, you make it easy for the affected person to forgive and let go. You must show remorse for your actions and put yourself in the affected person's shoes to see how you would have felt if it were you. Don't let your ego stop you from accepting your mistakes. There is an example here. You know, I learned a lesson from manufacturing firms. When they receive reports about faulty products, they quickly come out to accept the fault and sometimes recall millions of products back into their factory. To all business owners listening to me, you must treat feedback from your client with all sincerity. Accept when the mistake is from your end and assure them to take necessary action. Number two, ask for forgiveness and forgive yourself, that is to the offender. While to the offended, you must decide to forgive. After you have accepted your mistake, you need to ask for forgiveness. You know, often it is difficult to receive forgiveness from a hurting heart, but you do not stop praying for such person or the affected party. It should be noted that when you sin against someone or offend someone, you do the same against God. You hurt God when you hurt your spouse, your children, your friends, your clients, your subordinates, etc. Therefore, you need to pray to God for forgiveness and ask that person for forgiveness too. When you receive forgiveness from the affected person, then you need to forgive yourself and let it go. Do not brood over your mistakes, as it would only hurt you and make you more miserable. Note this. Yesterday would not return for you to undo what was committed. But the good news is that you have today to make things right for better tomorrow. I repeat this again. Yesterday would not return for you to undo what was committed, but the good news is that you have today to make things right for better tomorrow. Number three, make room with a gift. You know, often people ask for forgiveness and tend to believe that the job is done. In a situation where you cheated on a business partner, you have to pay it back, if possible, with interest. I remember the story of Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. He said, "If I've cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much." And in a situation where your action hurt your spouse, your family, your friends, your colleagues at work, you can compensate them with gifts or with treats. You know, the art of giving gifts would further calm their heart and mind. It could just be a day out or organizing small gathering of family and friends to ignite the love, whatever the case may be. So make room with a gift. Number four is what I call reassurance. It is not enough to ask for forgiveness or repay back or organize events to pacify the affected person. You must take responsibility for your own actions and decisions. Apologize for the hurt you caused and avoid being defensive. You know, defensiveness only perpetuates the conflict or crisis. So you have to reassure them that you will not repeat your actions. You have to tell them about steps you have taken to ensure that you do not repeat the mistake. If you do not give them assurance that the mistake will not be repeated, the steps you have taken to ensure you live up to your words, then they won't believe you. They will doubt you because the trust initially has been broken. So let me continue with the example of automobile companies. Whenever an automobile company recalls cars, you know, they assure customers that necessary steps have been taken to ensure that faults do not happen again. These companies go extra mile to ensure that their customers' trust in their products does not dwindle. I received a message from HP 2 years after I purchased an HP laptop that they were recalling chargers because customers had reported about fire cases. They apologized and explained what could have caused the fire and risks of keeping the charger if it was among the specified batch. They were ready to offer replacement at zero cost to me. They did not want their customers to lose trust in their products. This is a great lesson for all entrepreneurs or business owners listening to me. And this can also be applied in our lives as we work to restore trust in our relationships. Number five, this is to the offended. Be aware of your innermost feelings and share your thoughts. It is important to openly discuss the details and express all feelings of anger and hurt. Work on understanding why and what went wrong in a relationship before the trust was broken. This will help you to get some answers as you move on. Number six, walk in love. This is to both parties. You know, love is the greatest gift you could offer anyone. When you walk in love, you do not act in your selfish interest. You consider your spouse, your friends, your colleagues, your clients, your partner's feelings before taking the decision. You won't cheat on people when you walk in love. In effect, your life will only be a burden to those who choose to walk in darkness. You know, love will tell you that it ought to do so, so don't do it. Love will remind you of your commitment to God and people. You know, people keep messing up because they miss this point. They make vows they are unable to keep. They promise not to cheat again, yet they find themselves cheating. Some keep lying because they do not walk in love. Love will not make you lie because you will be prompted that lying will hurt the other person and will also hurt God. Walk in love and trust issues will be a thing of the past. Now, before I wrap up, I have a word for couples. The issue of trust in marriage is very critical. And so, when couples are committed to rebuilding trust in their relationship, they must work on treating the relationship like it is a completely new one. Both sides must ask for what they really need and not expect their partner to simply know what it is they want. Do not withhold trust in this new relationship, even though it is with the same person. You know, withholding trust out of fear or anger will prevent you from emotionally reconnecting with your partner. And this keeps your relationship from moving forward in a healthy way. Instead, work towards rebuilding the relationship by doing the work required in building trust and rebuilding a mutually supportive connection. You both need to come to an agreement what a healthy relationship looks like to both of you. Some examples could be establishing date nights, working on a 5-year or even a 10-year plan together, finding your love languages, checking in with your partner about how you feel the relationship is doing or if it is living up to your expectations. You must remember that all relationships require work. Even the closest of couples have to work hard at renewing the spark while working to grow in the same direction year after year. In conclusion, trust issues affect everyone. In this life, we will hurt people directly or indirectly. So we will be at the brink of losing trust or other people losing trust in us, but there is hope. The only mistake, as one said, is the mistake not learned from. So life is a learning process. So we learn as we grow. So whatever the side of the coin that you are, apply these principles in order to rebuild broken trust in your relationships. I see you excelling in the name of Jesus. See you next week. God bless you.